Recent figures provided by the U.S. Census Bureau reveal a historic shift in the country's population. Hispanics now rank as the nation's largest minority group, having eclipsed African Americans in the organization's latest estimate. The last time the United States conducted a complete census was in the year 2000. That reading showed the U.S. Hispanic community growing at a brisk pace, but still trailing blacks, who at the time remained the nation's largest minority group. Census Bureau demographer Signe Wettergen says that is no longer the case, based on new population estimates compiled from data collected last year.
The Hispanic population was estimated at 38.8 million persons, compared to the race group of black alone or in combination population, they numbered 38.3 million. So between 2001 and 2002, we did have a shift.
Ms. Wettergen notes that Hispanics constitute an ethnic group, while African Americans constitute a racial group. She says some Hispanics are black, and that blacks who identify as Hispanic are counted in both groups. For several decades, Hispanics have been the fastest-growing segment of the U.S. population, increasing at nearly 5% a year, compared to less than 2% for the nation as a whole. At the National Council of La Raza, a Washington-based Hispanic advocacy group, Eric Rodriguez says no one should be surprised that the number of people with Latin American ethnicity is growing in the United States. He says the trend is evident in countless communities from coast to coast.
You can see Latino workers and families all across the country working very hard to make ends meet, provide for their families, and make serious contributions to their states, to their communities, and to the nation as a whole. And I think that that indeed is a source of pride.
Mr. Rodriguez says there is strength in numbers and that the growth of the Hispanic population has been accompanied by an increase in the group's economic and political clout. He says from Florida to California, corporations and politicians are discovering that it is in their interest to take into account the tastes, desires, and opinions of Hispanics. But does the rise of Hispanics as the nation's largest minority group have real significance? Census Bureau demographer Signe Wettergen says yes.
Many federal program planners, of course, make use of the population data. Many of the federal program agencies who need to deliver services to the population make use of these data, as well as the media, mass marketing, advertising. Many of the private sectors who are developing products and services to meet the needs of the population.
In short, census statistics have an impact in dollars and cents, both in government and the private sector. How do African Americans view the rise in the Hispanic population, a significant portion of whom came to the United States illegally and often compete for low-wage jobs? The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People's Washington director, Hillary Shelton, says blacks and Hispanics have much in common.
A little competition is a good thing. And within any growing community, there's always some growing pain that has to be addressed. But I believe that our common value, the common desire for our children to get good education, great health care, to be able to grow up and own their own homes, to actually live out the American dream, is something that both communities very clearly celebrate in much the same way. Our desire to both live out the promise of America far outweighs any problems that we've experienced together. Indeed, within a democratic system, when you find someone you have commonalities to, it's a good idea to find ways to work together to achieve that common goal.
Hispanic community advocate Eric Rodriguez agrees. He says the Hispanic community's gains are not the African American community's losses.
Absolutely not. We're seeing lots of areas where both communities are coming together where there's significant agreement on issues like civil rights, and there's a lot of collaborative work. It absolutely is not a zero-sum game.
Even so, Mr. Rodriguez sees a potential pitfall. He says the new census statistics could give ammunition to those who see the United States as being overrun by immigrants.
Is there a potential backlash? Sure. I think that that tends to be from a very small minority of folks who have very strong feelings about immigrants in general, and they're on the fringe. I think the truth is immigrants come to this country for jobs and for work. And they have employers and folks that want to provide them work. And the fact is that these workers are taking these jobs to provide for their families.
Mr. Rodriguez points out that only about half of the Hispanic community's growth is due to immigration, with the other half stemming from the children of U.S. residents of Latin American descent. He says, above all, Americans of all races and ethnicities can take pride in the fact that the United States remains a country that draws hardworking people from all over the world. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.